next item was change of zone, number 1751, Peninsula at Long Neck LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning...
Is there any discussion that you all want to have?
I was going to ask you if you all want to have some discussions.
I was ready to make a motion.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I suspect I know what it was going to be. That's why I wanted to see if there's any discussion.
Well, my overarching concern was for what the residents wanted. It seems like the residents are in support of this. Just knowing that banks and deals like this move at a glacial pace, I feel certain that they will be back before it's over. Hopefully I'm wrong. But I just know from experience that these things don't happen. They just got it back at the sheriff's sale.
There was a lot of litigation, though.
They're still trying to figure out what they've got, probably. But yeah, there was a lot of litigation, and it is clear that they have all the declarance rights. And
that's what they were litigating over, yeah. The foreclosure was foreclosure.
And I think that's gives them a leg up, for sure. I mean, all those issues have been settled, and hopefully they can find a developer and get underway by October 15th with the clubhouse. The other question is, do you want to require a larger amount of security?
Absolutely.
And that's where I was coming from on that, because if an applicant came in now for, you know, just a new application, it'd be 125% of whatever it is they were required to build.
And I don't think $10 million is unrealistic.
It'd be different if Mr. G had a letter from the bank saying, as part of the contingency of the sale, was more specificity on the clubhouse,
right.
Square footage, design,
yeah.
Architecture,
it's,
dollar amount. But he just says, well, we have an understanding. So when that sale occurs, right, to whomever buys it, then his understanding is going to be the last fiddle on Wells Fargo's list. The first fiddle is going to be selling that note for as much as they can get out of the 70 whatever million they
loaned. Well, actually,
out.
They have title to the property now, so it's more than selling a note. They're going
to
sell. Yeah, but I mean,
estate.
They're going to try to get as much of that liability back as they can, and
but
that's
going to
be the number one thing. And that clubhouse is going to be well down the list. Now he
but,
didn't.
But I
have
think,
that.
But I think if they had a $10 million line of credit out on it, it might attract their attention.
That's not a penalty.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that he feels that way, but
yeah.
The reality isn't that it's insurance. It's insurance for those people that bought houses out there. You know, that's that, and to me, that is what I think our job is to protect their interest in that situation. And I think that's the way that is the means that's available to us to do that is to
that gets transferred. Redu shouldn't have a problem getting it. They're part of Wells Fargo. It shouldn't be a problem.
Well, I rather think that given their
relationship,
the size of the institution and the relationship, that decision can probably be made.
And we can't look at it from the county, because it would just be an impossible quagmire if in the development world somebody said, we have $3 million set aside, it's constantly funded by new sales. That's great, but that's not something that the county can rely upon when it gets performance guarantees.
Nope, but a credit letter of credit to the order of Sussex County sure is.
Mm-hmm. But if $10 million was on a line of credit, and the homeowners association got together and they figured out they only needed an $8 million.
You can only draw as much as you can justify.
So the homeowners can have the input on.
Oh yeah, nothing changes. All it is, all this is security. Is us getting security so that if all the stuff they talked about doesn't happen, or they all decide at some point that they can't get along, you know, or whatever, at least we have something that can sort of influence the situation.
And if they're worried about dues or whatever, they can have input into the structural.
Absolutely.
and the size, and
that goes to just noodling through this. There may be a middle ground somewhere that there's not the extension that they've requested. There's a shorter extension, by which time they got to come back in with a set of plans, with an estimate of what it's going to cost to do that set of plans, and it's bonded. I don't know how exactly you get to there, but that's the whole elephant in the room. What is it they're building? And everybody's saying, well, we don't know, and we hope it's going to be this, but nobody really knows.
I don't have a problem with the extension per se. You know, we granted it a wholesale extension to 2016 for a lot of developments and developers, so I don't have a problem with granting the extension. I think we need the security, and I really think we need it because I think they're going to be back. I just do. I don't see how they're going to get all that resolved in 18 months.
Is that within 15, our realm?
15 months.
To put a number out there that's higher than 1.3?
I got to give that some thought. I mean, because what is within our realm is the ability to require security for what has to be built, you know, so... You know, we don't. That's the thing. We don't know what has to be built. And I suppose you could request a given amount, and if they come back in with a set of plans, they could reduce it too.
They had the opportunity to object to the number. I mean, when I just was doing some quick math, and at 30,000, 25 or 30,000 square feet, came up with $7.5 million. Well, apparently, the architect's thinking more like 10. So okay, 10 is what we talked about, and it didn't seem to.
I don't think
the amount was going to matter to them all that much.
They don't like the number, they can put a shovel in the ground.
Well, I just don't think it's going to. This is a $1.5 trillion bank. They don't. They're not going to argue over a million or two on this line of credit.
I just want to make sure we have the sufficient funds on the line of credit to guarantee completion of it. Because at some point, if it's not going and the county's fed up and doesn't want to grant any more extensions, we're going to call it. You know, and we got to make sure, you know, we don't want to build 1/10 of a clubhouse and then.
I think that needs to be out there, and and that needs to be part of their negotiation in the sale. They need to make their potential buyers aware that this is going to be an obligation. But my guess is that Wells Fargo is going to be in this deal for a long time because no other institution is going to finance this project. They're going to have to finance it, and they're going to have to give the developer some pretty sweet terms in order to get them to do it. So this is going to be one of the terms when they get sent down. They can all work it out. They've all been there before. I don't think we're asking it for anything unreasonable or anything that's going to cause pain to anyone.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have Tom think it through a little bit.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea.
Can I have some discussion too?
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
You're a financial advisor. You should be an expert.
I'm the what?
Financial advisor.
Peninsula. I want to make it clear. I'm not part of that peninsula. Fortunately, I'm more financially stable. am I correct in that the Nature Center is not completed yet either?
No, it's complete.
It's complete now. Okay, because I thought that was an issue. That was an issue before.
Yeah, that was done within a time frame.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just dealing with a clubhouse alone. Okay.
One of the problems on this project originally was that they built everything except the Nature Center and the clubhouse. They put streets with curbing and sewer lines and water lines in that they're still not improved. The streets, there's no houses on some of those streets, and they've been sitting there for several years.
I think what they did was...
Not total pavement, but the... First,
the sub
pay. They built whatever they had to build so that they could sell lots anywhere. I think it's that was their first priority. They weren't getting any return on the Nature Center. That's why they didn't build it. My personal opinion.
Yeah, they were definitely the only thing that weren't built. It actually went overboard if you looked at the recreational area. It was wave pools, and eight tennis courts. I think they had something like
that's
that.
That's plush.
Well, and they charged for it too. So, you know.
And they have, as I said, they have most of the amenities within their existing complex of the pro shop, the offices, the post office, the swimming pools, indoor, outdoor, the wave pool, all that is what most clubhouses have. They just don't have the physical big clubhouse facility. They have the smaller restaurant.
It's all there. I was just through there Tuesday, so it's being well maintained. There was people in the pool. People on the golf course.
This will get worked out. It'll get worked out.
So it's not a development that's falling in a black hole or anything.
There's a lot of construction going on, too, a lot of new
construction. That's actually,
there is construction going on there, nice homes, I mean, big homes, and some of the best lots have not been sold. I mean, right on the water, on the point, there's a whole pile of lots there that are just for sale, and a couple of them had sold signs on.
That is the one thing with this development, I'll say from the start, when the receivers came in and met with us, it could have gone
south,
you know, and I mean, obviously they had a lot of investment to maintain, so that was the reason for it, but it's in a lot better shape than it could have been.
Okay, then.
Well, Mr. Chairman, based on our discussion, I'm going to change my motion that I prepared originally. And, Mr. Chairman, concerning change of zone number 1751 Peninsula at Long Neck LLC, my motion is for a deferral and give the commission time for further consideration.
Second. Move and second to defer action on change of zone number 1751 Peninsula at Long Neck LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.